This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. You fine listening audience are listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison. I'm holding down the fort. Holding it together, as Brian said, in the Solidarity Realty Studios. And you're also listening to us in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. And Brian, it's an interesting point. I learned this today as I was trying to learn it, more about the Wisconsin Elections Commission, because I was confused. There was only two names being thrown around as potential next chairperson for the commission. I was like, but there's three appointees from each party. Why is it that? And so that's how I found out the only the legislative appointments can switch between being chair and vice chair. And so really narrows down the options of who can be chair besides Robert Spindell. It only gives the only one there's one false elector, and then there's somebody else, and that's all that it could be. I guess Voss could appoint a
I guess I'll just hold my nose and vote for Spindell then.
We'll see. I mean, he could
what could go wrong?
But this is the thing, like you were joking about, the per diem is $115 per meeting plus travel expenses. So I think that's way below Gableman's expected payoff.
We'll see, that's
compensation, the thing. Level.
If you can't get rid of the WEC, why not use it as a way to funnel money through your, you know, funnel money. Just funnel money in general to whoever you want to funnel it to, right?
Yeah. And
let's start getting more people in there that we can pay under the table. Why not? Or over the table with taxpayer money. Nobody complains, I promise you.
Well, speaking of people doing things, even regardless of the complaints, we got an interesting text here. But so before we dive into talking about who could potentially replace Dean Knutson on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, I want to go to Pete from Oshkosh's text, Brian, because Pete asks an interesting question. And it gets to that point of, you know, people maybe not giving up the power regardless of the complaints that come, because it doesn't really matter. Pete's question is about this Wisconsin Elections Commission. Could the Democrat who's currently the chairperson remain in charge if they refuse to vote on a replacement? So you need a majority of commissioners. You need four, would be a majority out of six. You need four commissioners to vote on the next chair. And if the three Democrats just choose not to vote anymore, this is extrapolating a little bit beyond Pete's text. That was his question, though.
Oh, I like that.
But could you have a Fred Prenn style?
Yeah, pull
thing?
A Fred. Maybe you know what? If I were an Ann Jacobs, I would say maybe text or call former Governor Scott Walker and see. didn't they?
I don't think he's going to give the same advice.
No. I mean, he's just giving advice. He's just a retired governor. He's apolitical.
She could text Jim Doyle and see what Jim Doyle has to say. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission wasn't a thing back when Doyle was governor.
I know. That's why you text Walker, because he knows the inside and out. How can I manipulate this to my advantage?
But it would be interesting, because it begs the question. If the three Democratic commissioners just say, well, we're not going to vote on the options because one's a fraudulent elector and the other one's TBD. Would Ann Jacobs just continue serving to be the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission then?
Here's what I say. Call and pretend to be the third member of the governor's appointee and pretend to be that person. Ask for potential advice for that person to take power, to get the information on Scott Walker and tape it like Ian Murphy did.
Yeah.
And then, you know, expose Scott Walker. Oh, wait, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. And it's an excellent text, Pete. And
that guy's
fraudulent.
Let's elect him. Let's elect him.
Yeah, because it is a fascinating question. I doubt it'll be done, because one side likes to play by the rules and the other side just does whatever they want. And so I can't imagine the Democratic appointees doing it, but who knows? Maybe we'll be surprised. I was hoping to be surprised by Dean Knutson and him step up and be the chair for the commission that he helped create and lead it through and you've got all these calls from conservatives and Republicans saying, well, we need to renew integrity into our election system in Wisconsin. That's what we need. And it maybe could have been done by Dean Knudsen, the guy that created the commission.
You know,
but we'll never know now because he did surprise me in one regard. He just said, "Hey, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it anymore." And that was surprising because I didn't think that that was going to be something that happened out of last night's Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting. But it is. Dean Knudsen announced that he is resigning as soon as his replacement is brought forth. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. We got Wes and Middleton chiming in saying, "Yes, Prenum, do exactly that.
Give him the old never Fred leave. Pren. Never leave. Keep showing up in the meetings, even if they try. I guarantee you, whatever Republican side of that thing does not know how to change the Zoom meeting information. So." I guarantee you that all they have to do is just keep going to the same Zoom meeting. "You're not allowed." "Well, we're running it. So how would you get into it?" "We're going to start our own Zoom meeting." "Do you know how to do that?" "No."
Yeah.
Or you can be on the W. That's literally how I'm breaking the story right now from an unknown source, which is inside my head. The balance of power, the WEC, is thinly kept by the Democrats for having the technological advantage of knowing how to run the Zoom meeting.
There you go.
I'm only saying that because it's just dumb enough for that to actually be the case. Because I just want to remind everybody, the reason why we know about Paul Manafort and his wrongdoings is because he was too dumb to understand how to convert a PDF into a file or an email to a PDF, and so he had to email it to Rick Gates. So he got caught.
Paper trail. Yeah.
Great job.
So we're going to see. We're going to dive into... We got Voss talking out today on a number of things, you know, not just the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but some other proposals that he's floating, which is better than nothing because I thought he was on vacation for 9 months. But we'll dive into that next segment as well as your phone calls. 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian.
I just hope he gets booed everywhere he goes by the people that he says follow him.
Do you think Paul Farrow just has to go around with them and be like, "Please, please, be respectful."
But now he just waits like 3 minutes each time.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.